This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to what I'm very sad to say is the last show of Fracturing Football for this year. This episode, we're going to be going over who did well this season, who was on a lot of championship teams, and finally, the playoffs, of course, and of course, our Super Bowl predictions. Jack?
It's a little emotional.
Yeah, I'm holding back a tear.
It's been a long journey, six episodes, sixth one right now.
It's all right, though, because I'm here.
Okay, there's Nathan Jacobs, favorite guest. By the way.
Yeah.
Nathan, Daniel Jacobs.
Current favorite guest.
And also the winner of the ESPN Fantasy League for radio, so, you know, if you...
So, as the season wrapped up, we looked at the top players before the playoffs, obviously, and the number one person was Todd Gurley, all right? That was kind of unexpected, but at the end of the season, we definitely saw... We talked about it on our last show.
Are you saying the number one players that were on the winning team?
Number one points.
The most points.
But he was also the number one player that was on teams.
He was most percentage
on 35% of league's champions, he was on the team. That's like 10% more than any other player.
Wow. And his average draft position, I mean...
And I didn't have him, though, and
yeah,
I still won.
Yeah, it was 19, the average draft position for him. And then if you look at this list that Noah made for us, most of them are undrafted. I mean, looking like Alvin Kamara and Juju Smith-Schuster, the guys that were on the waiver wire, if you were able to pick them up, it's those guys that really separate you, because obviously the draft, you have a lot of value, but so does everybody else. You have the same, in the end, kind of pool of players. But once you get to the waiver wire, you're able to give yourself a significant advantage over your opponents.
I would specifically like to talk about Alvin Kamara. I love him. He ended up fourth overall out of all the points, just behind Le'Veon and Russell Wilson and obviously Todd Gurley. And then he was the second most occurring person on league champions with 24% of league champions. And I picked him up, and he benefited me a lot. I was very surprised. I think he should get Rookie of the Year. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, he was really good, and that's... I'm not surprised to see the list of players that were on the winning teams. It's not the players that were drafted in the first round. It was the players that you could find late, and you could pick them on the waiver wire, or like Todd Gurley. I mean, he was the number one player that you would want on your team, and people got him in the second round. So that just shows that those players that you can pick up late in the draft are just so much more important than those first round picks.
Yeah, so looking at that list, the only person that's in the top 16 that was first round draft picked was Le'Veon Bell, and he was 16th. All the other people in front of him were drafted in the second round or later. Average draft pick was second round or later, or undrafted. So that, and like the majority of them were undrafted, as Jack said.
And it does also point to the fact that the top end of the, I guess, draft class in the beginning of the season was kind of poor, in all honesty. I mean, David Johnson, I mean, you had him for about, what, three quarters, and then he was out for the rest of the season. Mike Evans was, I guess, in all honesty, poor. I mean, top 15 receiver. You did not expect that, considering he was a top three receiver pick. Antonio Brown, he had a good season, but he did have a few injuries throughout. Le'Veon Bell was probably, I'm trying to think of who we had in the top 10, but he was one of the few guys who, throughout the entire season, was consistently good. And then Odell also got an injury. And I think that heightened the importance of guys like Kareem Hunt, like Alvin Kamara, who were much later on in the draft. They had much more value because they stepped up and were some of the highest point getters.
Yeah, and especially players like Julio Jones, that's who I want to touch on. A player that I had for most of the season, and he was just not good. He was 1-for-17 with Matt Ryan in the red zone, which is the most insane stat.
Just the way playoffs worked out, I think it could have easily gone any other direction. And I really think, you know, in that divisional round, I think you could make a case for everybody in that divisional round that they could have been a Super Bowl champion. And why? The Jaguars had the best defense. You know, you had the Saints, who were Drew Brees, a great quarterback. You had Tom Brady, who I'm not even going to talk about because it's Tom Brady. You had the Eagles, who have a fire offense and a fire defense. I just feel like with every team this year in the divisional round going into the championship series, every team had a legitimate case of why they would be Super Bowl champions, and now we're going to get to see the Eagles and the Patriots, the teams with arguably the two most case to win, go head-to-head to see which one will go home with a big trophy.
I think it's – I stick by my prediction that the Patriots are going to win. I think it's going to be not that close, actually. I think Nick Foles, he's a good quarterback, but he's not Tom Brady.
Well, I for the Eagles, if I had to choose – okay, in this position, I would 100% want Nick Foles playing over Carson Wentz because Nick Foles is the experienced, more experienced quarterback, and Carson Wentz is just that. He's just young. I don't think he's ready for a Super Bowl game, you know? I don't think he's going to have the ice in his veins that Nick Foles will have.
And Nick Foles and ice in his veins.
And just the entire – the Eagles defense is better than the Patriots defense. That's true.
I have a quarterback prediction for you. Picture this. Fourth quarter, Eagles down by four. Eagles are on the final drive, about 2 minutes left in the game. They're on about the 50-yard line. Foles unleashes a long shot, but gets hit by James Harrison. Foles is down. Foles isn't getting up. Now who comes on the field? Nate Sudfeld, Indiana Hoosiers quarterback. And Nate Sudfeld will lead the Eagles on the game-winning drive to the first or to the Super Bowl champions over the New England Patriots.
Nick Foles will not go out of the game.
Sonny.
If he, believe in the Sonny. Only way I see Nick Foles going out of the game is if he breaks his arm where it's split in half, because there is no way as James Harrison. This is his chance to bring it back. If he wins this Super Bowl, he goes in history as just an amazing quarterback. I mean, just seeing Carson Wentz go out and now he's just leading this team. Did you see that throw where they had a flea flicker and he hit it straight in that turkey hole, exactly where it needed to be.
The turkey hole
is in between the cornerback and the safety. And it was a perfect throw into that turkey hole. I'm quoting John Gruden, my man.
All right, well,
Sonny.
Looking at the Super Bowl, I think we can agree that looking at quarterbacks, Patriots have the edge. Looking at running backs, Eagles have the edge. Looking at wide receivers and tight ends, it all depends on if Gronk is going to play, which... The Patriots are very optimistic that he will play. He has a concussion, but he has 2 weeks now to recover. So
a conky.
What?
A concussion.
I've never heard of that before. I've had a concussion.
I think he could be the difference maker. I mean, was it 2 years ago or last year where he missed the Super Bowl and they still ended up winning? And so I just think how last much year. Better... Was it last year where he missed?
I believe so.
How much better would they be with a fit Rob Gronkowski as one of the best at red zone and overall offensive threats in the game?
I just want to clear up what I was saying before, is that I think that the Eagles are in a better position with Nick Foles at quarterback instead of Carson Wentz in this game, being that it's the Super Bowl. But I still think it's going to be, I don't know who is going to win at this point, because, I mean, it's the Patriots versus the Eagles with Nick Foles and such a great offense and such a great defense, Zach Ertz. I mean, it's just insane. So I think it's going to be a really good game. I don't know who's going to win, but I was just saying that I think Nick Foles is in a better position to be playing than Carson Wentz.
All right, let's make our final predictions. Last show, I predict 28-24 Eagles.
I would say Patriots 35, Eagles 28, overtime.
Patriots 21, Eagles 17.
Oh. All right.
Going back on that prediction.
No, I said I think it's going to be a great game. I'm just saying Nick Foles is going to be in a better position than Carson Wentz.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being on the very last show of Fracturing Football. From Jack, you have any last words for our very last show?
It's been a good year. Hopefully we'll be back next year.
We will be back.
We will be back next year with some more 10 out of 10 fantasy advice.
You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. This was Fracturing Football.